Hey. Right now it is time for Open Fire, Open Lines. Let's go to the phones, George.
Okay.
And we start off with Elmer Wayne in the country. Good morning. You're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, George, you remember me? It's your old cousin, Elmer Wayne.
Yeah, you're not my cousin, but I remember you.
Hey, I know you remember me because I was the one who taught you how to sneak up on a heifer at night and treat her like a woman.
No, don't remember that.
Country! And so are you too now, old boy. You've been out in the country.
Yeah, I live out in the country. That's right.
But you live in a lot nicer place than I do.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I just built a new two-bedroom thatch hut for my family down by the creek.
Well, you're right. I do live in a nicer place than you.
Yeah, I'm squatting on some land right now. But I'll get back on my feet. Don't you worry about me, old boy.
Okay, I won't.
Hey, Giorgio, I thought I'd invite you on our old Elmer Wayne summer family road trip.
Oh, well, you know, I don't have much vacation time. I don't
got that coming up. Well, when's your vacation?
Not sure.
It's here in a couple weeks, I think.
That's perfect, man!
Where are you going?
Well, Charlene and I are going to load up the vehicle with the four kids and a couple dogs and a pig or two and head to Georgia and South Carolina. Huh. And then on up through West Virginia to visit our kinfolk.
That sounds great, George. Why don't you go?
Well, yeah, it doesn't sound like you have enough room in that car.
No, we got plenty of room. Here's the deal, too. Huh. We're taking all farm-to-market roads.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to see God's country.
Yeah. Well, it's going to take you forever.
You telling me? You know, gas is so darn expensive right now, we're leaving the car. It's up on blocks anyway in the front yard, so I just ain't even going to put the wheels on it because of the gas prices.
And yeah.
So we're loading up the covered wagon and yoking the oxen together.
That's ridiculous.
I figure the trip will take a good 2 months.
Maybe a year.
Yeah, we're loading up the provisions right now. We got a month's supply of skunk jerky and... We're just going to kind of kill our food along the way.
Oh, okay.
This is your cousin?
No, he's not my cousin.
He says he's your cousin.
We'll keep you well fed, you know. We'll kill our food. We'll pick berries and gnaw on tree roots. Whatever we got to do, you know, to stay alive and all.
Yeah.
And we can't, unfortunately, we can't take all the kids. We can only take about four of them, you know, because... CPS got five of them last month.
Five?
Gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah, they took them away when one of my meth labs exploded in the North 40. And now I can't get them back because somehow my kids got mixed in with them polygamous compound kids and the state ain't releasing them.
Oh, jeez.
What a mess.
Hey, you ought to come with us, old boy. You'd have a good time.
No, I don't think so, Elmer Wayne.
I'll give you another ride on Charlene if you like.
What do you mean another ride?
George.
Oh, I know how much you like her.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We all related, but we all take our turn. You know what I'm saying?
No. That's ridiculous.
Charlene will fix you up a mess of catfish and bologna sandwiches.
Mm. Well, that sounds good.
And I'll bring you two cases of Vienna sausages.
I think it's Vienna sausages.
You love those.
Yeah.
Come on, George, we have a good time.
No.
You're just as country as I am.
Not quite as country as you are.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
I hate to bring it down here a little bit, but you wouldn't happen to have an extra pancreas I could borrow.
No, I don't.
Yeah, the doc says mine stopped working properly when I got impaled on that fence running from cops.
Oh, gosh.
George, why don't you let him borrow yours?
No, you can't borrow my pancreas.
Yeah, just let me borrow a pancreas until I get back on my feet and I can afford to buy one. That old witch doctor one county over.
Hey, you're going to have to tough it out, I'm afraid.
Well, that's all right. I guess a little 5-inch metal shaft in my pancreas won't hurt nothing.
Nah, you'll be fine.
And they're able to cut the fence around it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, old boy, but you change your mind on that summer vacation. You let old Elmer Wayne know.
Okay.
I'm country!
He is not my cousin, for the record.
Sounds like it.
No.
Says he is.
And I've never seen Charlene. I have no idea what he's talking about there. 8-4